following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Hi.
I've brought back by popular demand.
Oh, yeah.
People were saying, where's your wife? Where's the main point of Wilson Wednesdays? She's right here, everyone. She's right here. We have a brief devo for you here today, and it's based on fear.
Yeah.
Well, tell us more about that.
All right. Are you going to show the
yes.
picture? Or do you want to do it after?
Maybe. I mean, I was just going to say that Disneyland is opening back up. You guys went to Knott's Berry Farm. Knott's Berry Farm is opening back up. And that means people are riding roller coasters again.
Yes, they are.
Segway to fear.
Segway to fear.
Yes.
So just this week, the Lord really, I was just praying over fear and anxiety in general.
In general.
And the Lord gave me a complete full picture as I was sitting there with my eyes closed. Just, it was like the Lord saying, and this is like this, and this is like this. And he gave me this picture of a roller coaster that my kids like to go on. Well, some of my kids like to go on at Knott's Berry Farm that I don't love to go on because it has an intense just drop down. And even though you know it's coming, even though you know you're safe, it's this feeling of like, oh, I hate this feeling. I do not like this fear. And, but I got the, okay, so, I don't want to miss any. Well, yeah, we could show the different experiences that people have on a roller coaster.
Yes.
So this was our kids in 2014.
So back in the day.
And Abby.
When they were little girls.
When they were much younger, and we went to Legoland, which they had a little roller coaster that just
tiny
had little dips
coaster.
Like this. But this was like their first roller coaster, and this is how each of them experienced it.
You can
you
see
can
their...
see Taylor like that. You can see Taylor at the top. And Abby is just trying to hold it all together. Just trying to hold it in and all together. And it's such a good picture.
Different ways that people experience roller coasters.
Right. So I go on. I don't enjoy going on this roller coaster, but I go on it because my kids like it. One time I decided it wouldn't be as scary if I closed my eyes going on the roller coaster, because I thought, well, maybe because I'm seeing what's coming is what's making me scared. So I just like kind of pushed my head back a little bit and I closed my eyes and I rode that roller coaster, and I would say maybe it was less scary, but I had a throbbing headache for the entire rest of the day because I didn't have my eyes open. I couldn't see what was coming. I couldn't brace myself, go this way, that way, maybe hold my head forward or back. And so my body just took like the brunt of it. And the Lord really showed me like, it's important that you keep your eyes open and you experience what I have you experiencing right now, even though—
And you trust me in it.
And you trust me in it, because at the end of the day, you will survive this. I will survive the roller coasters that I go on.
Yeah.
I do make it at the end. But if I don't have my eyes open, I can miss out on the color that it adds to my life and the story that I get to tell other people of like, I was terrified, it was scary, but at the end, you're either crying with laughter, you're shaking usually a little bit, but you're usually like, oh, I went on that. And you kind of share with other people your experiences. My other option is to be paralyzed with fear, is to stand in the line and look at it and be like, there's no way I'm going on that because it's going to kill me. But being paralyzed with fear, the Lord showed me that God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's given us the spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind when we're walking in fear, because God is not the one that brings that kind of fear, that paralyzing fear. It's not of him. We have thoughts that are not rational, that are not sound, where you really literally think, I cannot do this thing.
Yeah.
I cannot take a step in that direction. I cannot do it. I will die. But the word tells us that when you walk through the water, I will be with you. It will not overtake you. The storms will not overtake you. So
Have you ever felt like those two girls look in that picture before in your life? As you've traveled through life and you've walked through those things and you've had to kind of maybe walk through a difficult circumstance, have you ever felt like those two girls look in your life? I think we all have at some point.
Yeah.
the look on Taylor's face.
I know, it's like, what are you doing to me? But she's able to say that she survived it and she walked through it. And I think that is what it is with the Lord. Sometimes the Lord calls us into times that are scary where you say, I'm not doing it, I can't do it. Yeah. But you really miss out on enjoying the ride, as they say.
And I'd say both those girls have gotten older now and they've gone on many a roller coasters.
Yes.
And now they look forward to going on roller coasters. They're not those little girls anymore. Who are paralyzed by fear, or one looks like she's going to throw up. They don't do that anymore. They go on much bigger roller coasters, trusting that everything's going to be fine. Yeah. It's going to be okay.
Because the more you experience it, the more you walk through things, the more you see God's faithfulness, and at the end of it, that He worked through it and that you made it, you survived. It just gives you more trust for the next roller coaster.
Yeah. And so, Lord, we just pray today as maybe someone's tuning in to watch this Wilson Wednesday. And Lord, maybe they have something in their life they've been afraid to either give to you, afraid of what you might do. Or maybe, Lord, you're asking them to walk through a difficult season of this life, but that they would just hold tightly onto you, keep their eyes open. Lord, that they would take any fear that they're feeling and give it over to you and just trust you. Lord, that you're going to walk with them through it. You have not given us a spirit of fear. So Lord, turn all those things over to you. And Lord, would you help us to continue, all of us, to continue to walk more and more in faith and way, way less in fear. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bye, you guys.
Bye. Enjoy the ride, everybody.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that